ओम शांति। ओके, सो आई थॉट टुडे वी विल टेक द टॉपिक ऑफ मर्सी, बिकॉज बाबा इज टॉकिंग अबाउट मर्सी एंड देर आर मेनी मेनी टर्म्स सिमिलर टू इट। Translate.
Not for me, for all of them, but then I can't hear it.
So if you sit on that side, because it disturbs, no? Those who want to listen to him, they can sit on that side. Our brother, can you sit on a little bit back so that these people who are who want one language, they can sit. So there are many, many similar terms like mercy, pity, sympathy, compassion, etc. Very similar. So pity is when we pity someone but don't do anything. It's a poor person. So we can't help them, but we just feel sorry for them, that they are poor or suffering or whatever it is. Whereas mercy is where we are able to do something, help them, sympathize with people's, we can understand their feelings, so we have sympathy for them, that it may not be really physical suffering, but their mental suffering or whatever it is, we sympathize for them, feeling sorry for them. Whereas compassion is very higher consciousness. Just as Baba has so much compassion for everybody, whoever is suffering, whatever they are suffering for. So, what we find is many times we have self-pity. No, we might be undergoing some hard time and we say, oh, poor me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. I have been so poor, so I have self-pity. I am so poor, nobody loves me, or I am not beautiful, so I have self-pity for myself. Or we can have pity for other people who are suffering. Now, mercy can be false mercy. Because sometimes we see somebody needs help. So being merciful, we want to help them. But we help them in such a way that they are not progressing. And sometimes those who have that sort of a mercy, they get trapped themselves. Because I remember, in early days, and Brahmins were so enthusiastic to serve everybody. And once one young Brahmin, male Brahmin, he wanted to serve his girlfriend. So he went there. And naturally that girlfriend was there, so old relationship were there, and he got trapped, fell down. Or many times what has happened recently, nowadays people are so shrewd. What they do is, sometimes Brahmins having mercy, they help them and give them some support. And even though they know that this soul is not so strong or not really capable of doing so much service, they let them do it because it's their desire or they have been serving for a long time. So sometimes, that sort of a false mercy. And the Brahmins, though we know that this soul is not capable of being surrendered, and they surrender somehow when they are young, they surrender without realizing what surrender is. In the early stage, they are so enthusiastic, and so they surrender. But there is not that real renunciation and not really, those with subtle desires is there, name, fame, position, etc. And if they lose the position, they become empty. And naturally they damage organization. And that's where, when we are trying to help somebody, we have to see what will be the long-term result. Otherwise, we find that it becomes a little bit difficult to really protect ourselves or protect organization. Because nowadays people are so smart, They want to get their job done. In Kaliyugi world, what they do is they really pay somebody to blame somebody. Somebody who is in a position, they pay some ladies that you can file a case against this person that he has raped you. So that sort of allegation, when such sort of allegation is there, you are immediately put in the jail before it's proved that it is really true or not. So lawyers are paid to get that sort of a job done. And lawyer will say, okay, I'll file a case against you and I'll protect you and defend you, and you go and file the case. So the thing is, sometimes nowadays anybody can complain against anybody about such allegation that they are really trapped. So not only it happens in Kaliyugi world, but it happens in Brahman world also. And that's why we have to be very careful before we become merciful. Now, I have to have mercy on myself, as today Baba was saying. Have mercy on yourself. You look after your well-being, physical and spiritual. That's the really mercy on myself, that I follow Baba Srimad accurately. Whatever Baba is telling me, I must do it. Self-service, paying attention to soul consciousness, diet, company, amratvela, all these things. That if I am having on myself, I am having mercy on myself. sometimes we have mercy on others. As Baba was saying, no, we are very keen to do service for others. And even in doing service, there may be double motive. It may be real motive to merciful, or it may be name, fame, position, competition, because these people are doing such a big program, I must also do it. So it's like a competition. It should not be like a competition, but it should be from mercy. The people are suffering. I want to give them the message. And that's what I had to see when I have got that desire to serve people, whether it's because of mercy, because of duty, because sometimes we do it because of duty. We think, okay, I'm here for Baba's service, so I must do something. So I had to check in my heart whether it is I'm doing it because of duty, because somebody is telling me, or because I got that real mercy for people who are suffering. And we have to see that we are not, because sometimes false mercy for others can be because we are attached, no? Moms are attached to children. So even if children are naughty, they will try to defend them, protect them. And the father may be scolding, but mom will say, no, poor child, she is a bit ignorant. Don't be so cruel to them. Sometimes it is because of attachment. And that's where, no, sometimes they spoil the children. That false mercy will spoil the children. And that's where Baba is saying you have to see that you have balanced life, that sometimes you are lawful, sometimes you are loveful. Because many of our times we are attached to somebody, so we ignore their weaknesses. And we are not really trying to help them to realize their weakness and improve them. Now Baba is ocean of mercy. And that's where he sees, no, because we had been blaming him. In bhakti we must be blaming him. If something goes wrong in our life, what? Why me? Why you have taken away my child when child dies, or why this suffering for me? So we have blamed God. Not only we defamed by saying he is omnipresent, but we have blamed him for nothing. And still, because we are suffering, Baba comes all the way. He gives Murli every day. So he's so much loving and merciful that for now 77 years he has been giving Murli. And he doesn't say, I'm now tired. I've been telling you all the time, you're a soul, you're a soul, you're a soul, but you're not doing whatever it is I'm telling you. So he doesn't get angry. If we are telling our children, do this 10 times, and they don't do, what happens to us? We get angry, hit them, do whatever. But Baba has so much mercy. Still he says, you are my sweet children, lovely children. Every day keeps on advising us with so much sweetness. So that's Baba's mercy. That despite of all the defamation, he is coming to help us. And that's what I had to see. If anybody defames me, criticizes me, do I have merciful attitude toward them? Or I have anger, dislike, hatred, revengeful feeling. What do I have? Because as we know, we have mercy for those bhagats who are really trying to seek for God. But do we have mercy for those who are terrorists, murderers, thieves, rapists? Do we have mercy for them? So that's what we have to see, that we need to develop, change that, our negative feeling to positive feeling. So rather than having any grudge against such people who are doing negative action, cheat, those who have cheated us, those who have looted us, defamed us, criticized us, tortured us, do I have mercy for them? Or, because either otherwise we are afraid of them or angry with them, isn't it? Or hate them. So this negative feeling should not be there. I should have always positive feeling for them. And that's what we have to see, that through yoga power, through checking ourselves, we have to transform our negative attitude to the positive attitude. Because otherwise, we do service and we feel quite happy that, okay, I've done service, without checking whether I am doing service out of mercy, whether I am doing service out of other ulterior motive, Name, fame, position, competition, what is it? And do I maintain that merciful attitude towards vicious people? And with my good wishes and positive feeling, am I helping them? And that's where, as much as I check with myself and change my old sanskar, because human beings, as a human being we say it's natural, if somebody is a murderer, you won't like them or you won't have mercy for them, as a human being. But we are becoming now divine being. So having mercy, love, and that will lead to forgiveness. Because if we are merciful, we will forgive. Because unless we forgive them, we cannot have mercy. Because we need to have that forgiveness also, to see that whatever wrong they have done, especially to ourselves. Because to others also, we don't like if anybody is murdering anybody. But if somebody is doing harm to me or my near and dear ones, am I able to forgive them? Do I have merciful attitude towards them? Do I still have that love for them? Because virtues are such that they all go together one after another. If you forgive them, it means you have love for them. If you are forgiving them, you will have mercy. And naturally, That way we will find that we are able to really help ourselves first, because as I change myself, I'm helping myself first. Then, naturally, with our positive vibrations, we are able to change the atmosphere. Because our main aim is to change everything. Change not only human being, from tamo pradhan to sato pradhan, but our aim is to change atmosphere, animals, everything. So that's why Baba is emphasizing a lot on powerful Amrit Vela and constant yoga. Today also Baba was emphasizing on yoga, that as much as you'll be a yogi, you will be able to maintain happiness and never forget that you are spiritual pilgrim. As a spiritual pilgrim, try to help your friends and family also to be on this pilgrimage. And not just to be happy that I am on spiritual pilgrimage, I know Baba. But my aim should be to help each and everyone. Whoever comes in my contact, by changing atmosphere. So my change of consciousness, attitude, drishti will help my change of my feelings, and that will going to help the whole world. And so rather than being happy just to do limited service, because otherwise we are happy to do limited service, giving message to few people or giving course to few people. And Baba says even giving all this, doing mega programs. Yes, you are able to give message, but that hasn't brought them close to Baba. They haven't realized who is Baba. So until we reveal Baba, and that is best through service of mind and our features, face, activities. Because our activities should be such divine. Just as a goddess of mercy is worshipped a lot amongst Chinese people. Goddess of mercy is the main one. In India would be Jagdamba and Lakshmi, which are the main ones worshipped. Whereas in Chinese Buddhist, goddess of mercy. And that's why here we can be goddess of knowledge and goddess of mercy. Whereas in future we will be goddess of wealth, Lakshmi. So Lakshmi will be only in golden age, whereas the main task is done by goddess of mercy and knowledge, goddess of knowledge. So as I said, is knowledge, yes. We have been churning and sharing with others. And for that, we are able to give training, receive training, and we are able to help limited people, no doubt. But I have to see that I have mercy and love for each and every individual. Because I find some people love and have more love for their pets than human beings. Especially in the Western world. They love their pets more than anybody. I remember in one of my radio interview, the interviewer says, "I love dogs. He's so faithful. I don't like human beings, human partner, because they have been, human beings have been selfish and unloyal, whereas pets are very loyal." So now Baba has come to change us from devilish to divine. So our aim should be really just see that we have divine activities as well as through our activities we are able to glorify Baba. So our aim should not be just to glorify ourselves, but to glorify Baba. I think at least Dadi's, somebody has come. So let's have some meditation and invoke Dadi.